was reading a post from powerbrandingsecrets.com and ran across something that's interesting. It says that currently 30% of the dental practices in the United States are owned by large dental chains and groups, and it's estimated that by 2020, it'll increase another 20%. It's a large part of the market. That's half of the market. And that is going to happen in less than 5 years. About 5 years. So I started thinking about what this means for... let me add this here. It says that practices are being... these practices are being branded as family dental practices. And they have photos of families and moms and kids and grandparents. That's the image that they portray. So that's what they attract. They bring in orthodontists, prosthodontists, and other specialists a couple days a week so they don't have to refer out. So, you know, it's going towards that one-stop shop, the phrase I hate. So I started thinking about what that means for the general practice, you know, your sole practitioner. Now, there's still going to be a segment of the market that is always going to go to, well, for the most part, will go to a GP in their local area, your local GP, your private practice. There's some that, you know, just aren't going to buy into the big dental form of dental practices. That's just what's going to happen. Now, a large majority are, and it's going to be a lot of the younger kids, people in the generation in their 30s. They were brought up with these concepts, so it's not foreign to them. They're going to go there. They're going to go wherever the insurance goes. They're going to go wherever the deal is. So I started thinking about what this means for the practice owner and their increased need on marketing and branding their practice in a way that will attract and continue to attract patients. So if a practice right now doesn't have it together, they have about 5 years to get it together. Because if this data is true and half of the market's going to belong to large practice groups and, you know, a doctor's coming out and they want to maintain their own identity and run their own business, they're going to be competing for a much smaller segment of the pie. 50% they're not going to be able to compete with. For the most part, you're just not going to be able to compete with a large dental group and all their vast resources. And if you decide to do that, you'll be out of business in a couple of years. You will get a few patients. You will make some money, okay? But it won't be sustainable because your every day is going to be consumed with trying to get their patients instead of growing your business. And you'll see it. You just can't compete with those type of resources as a long-term plan. So then you have the other 50% in which now you're competing in that even smaller segment of patients, and now you're competing against other doctors. So you've got two sets of different competition. You've got the large group, which we've already established you may not be able to compete with, and then you've got your other colleagues, and they're going to be competing with you for an even smaller percentage of the dental market. So if you don't have your plan together now, a plan that creates patience that... My phone's ringing. Let me answer this.